Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. And this morning we have the manager, Pat Murphy, on the line with us. Morning, Murph.
What's up, guys?
So, look, you've had time to now go back, I imagine, and review the controversial play and call. You've literally read the rule book again, which I can't imagine you thought you'd be doing twice in two successive days. Still think the Ups got it wrong last night?
Yeah, I do. I do. I got all respect for the umpires, believe me. I've been doing this a long time, and they've got a very difficult job. But to interpret that rule that way, like unequivocally, it had nothing to do with the play. We score the run easily. The ball's back at the backstop. We have a man on third. The guy's safe at first. We got one out, man on third. There's a really good chance we're going to win that game in the bottom of the ninth. For them to make that call and then be so adamant about you have to call it that way, it had nothing to do with him missing the ball. That he had already had the ball had already been past the catcher, and then the backswing just touched the catcher's helmet, so that didn't impede him from anything. I think it was poor.
How does that rule work, Skip? So if the bat were to hit the catcher's glove, that would be the catcher's fault, but on the backswing, if the bat hits the catcher in the back of the head, that's on the batter?
Well, yes. Yes, that's the way it is. That's another rule that has to be changed.
Yeah, tell him to get his head out of there.
Well, I mean, he was trying to go forward to block the ball, and then the guy, and he missed the, it was a wild pitch, so it's not all on the catcher, but the ball's way past them at the time the backswing happened, and it didn't. The catcher didn't stop from going back. He hit off his mask, and it happens all the time. But technically, they got to send him back. So we got beat on a technicality.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy, our guest on Brewers 360 this morning. That said, Murph, you only had three hits last night, and I know, you know, you're telling your club every night, yes, that was a part of it, and in this particular case, a very critical part of it, but could have done more to help yourself on the front end.
Well, the kid that pitched against us was very, very good. If you're bearing down on Ryan Pepiot, this kid was he was lights out. He's an up and coming star, and he had a great game. Our offense has got to be better, but we got a lot of babies in there. We got a lot of first year players, a lot of rookies. We got a lot of injuries. You know all that. So to be where we are right now, I'm not satisfied. But to be in position we're in with you know, the circumstances we're under is like MLB has called it. Like, how's this happening? How are these guys doing? It's a credit to our players, the way they're conducting themselves and the way they're going about it. And they're just not going to be denied what anybody else can think we're going to be average. But these guys are making it difficult on the prognosticators.
Good. Yeah, Murph, I was wondering about that. You talk about the babies, you know, sometimes a younger kid or a younger player can get frustrated easily and annoyed whether, you know, things aren't going their way at the plate or when a couple of different calls go different ways. You're a big proponent of next day, move up, next day, here we go. You've had to exercise those muscles quite a bit the last few days, it seems.
Actually, right during this radio show, I'm exercising those muscles. Because, you know, it's a hard one to swallow, but you got to get up and wash it off and be ready to win tonight somehow. And nobody cares how injured you are. Nobody wants to hear your sad story. They just want you to go and compete. And you do. You have to pull your socks up and say, let's go. Let's compete somehow. Nobody cares about how young you are or how injured you are or, you know, what your obstacles are. Just be ready to compete. And that's one thing these guys have done. They are most every game this season, they're in the ninth inning. So I'm proud of that.
Well, and on a bright note, give you a chance to brag on Bryce Wilson and his job pitching last night. I mean, he's out there, he gives up a run in the first, and then gives you six strong through. That's a quality start.
Yeah, it was. He did a great job, and we need more of that. But again, Bryce was coming into the season as a multiple inning reliever, and then to have him be one of the mainstays in our staff now is a great testament to him stepping up. And he did. He came up big last night, kept us in the ballgame. That kid was shoving on us. But all in all, we did what we had to do to be in position to win the game. And it didn't happen. Didn't go our way.
Brewers once again with the Rays tonight, 6:40 first pitch at American Family Field. Thanks, Skip.
Thank you. See you guys.